Woody, right. what's your movie?
Man sits chocolates.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
All right, I want to play a game with you guys. I saw this on social media over the weekend, and I'm just going to call it Neanderthal trivia.
Okay. All right, so we should be able to.
Our trivia category this morning is going to be like super famous movies. Now, each of you come up with a movie, like a famous movie everybody would know.
Okay.
But then you have to try to get us to guess that movie. But you can only talk like a Neanderthal caveman.
Okay.
So, oh man,
your words can never be more than one syllable.
Okay.
So it's going to be very easy to talk like a caveman if that's how you have to do it.
All right.
And if you want, I'll start.
Okay.
I haven't practiced. I'm just going to come up with a movie. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
All right. So try to guess the movie based on my Neanderthal poetry.
Okay.
Girl work book place mean boss.
You've got mail.
Make
the library. Is it a library?
Cry.
Ooh, this is hard.
Book dress book place fashion.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Book. Okay, I thought I was thinking library, not magazine. Okay, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Right, I couldn't say the word magazine because it has too many syllables. All right, Gina, you want to try to get us to guess yours?
Okay. Girl meet boy, love.
Twilight.
No.
Narrows it down to only 1 billion movies.
I know. Ooh, the one syllable thing's hard. Old time book.
Wuthering Heights. You should have said bad movie.
Good movie.
Oh, okay.
Long time. This is so hard. Oh my gosh. I don't know how else to.
All right. Let's
50s.
You just violated the rule.
I know.
Okay, we need the buzzer.
Okay. Should I tell you what it was?
What was the movie?
The Notebook.
We would have given that if we'd given us like 900 more answers.
I know. That was hard. Sorry.
It's okay. It's tough.
Okay.
Woody, what's your movie?
All right. Man sits chocolates.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
Oh. Chocolates is a violation.
Yeah.
Chocolates?
Chocolate.
It's one syllable word.
See, that's so hard.
I forgot the rule.
And he's out.
Okay, all right.
What was the movie?
It was Forrest Gump.
Oh! Man sits chocolates.
Man sits chocolates.
It's harder than it looks.
It was very difficult.
We'll have to try again later. Now that you guys have had a little bit of practice.
We'll try to dumb ourselves down a little bit.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The new gigantic Pan-Asian supermarket in Antioch is very popular. A lot of people complaining that they have to wait in line a long time to get in.
Oh, wow.
That may not be a problem much longer because according to the Choice Lanes plan, they may be mowing that down to put in some more lanes.
Yeah.
How would you like that? We just built this. It's been open for about a month.
It's been our lifelong dream.
Yeah. We spent millions of dollars, and now, we may just go.
We're going to pave over
it. Yeah, we're just going to steamroll over it so we can put the choice lanes in.
Awful.
I guess there's like 20-plus businesses in Antioch that might lose their places.
Wow.
Jeez.
Sad.
So, more change. The Tennessee Titans logo has been confirmed. National outlets, the Tennessean has confirmed this is the new logo. We've got it up on the Woody and Jim Facebook page, and also if you follow us on Instagram, it is the round logo with the T and the three stars around it. Behind is the background is the very light blue, and then there's a thin red circle around the logo.
So it's pretty much the same logo, but without the flames.
No flames. Yeah. It's very simplified. Yeah. And the blue is so light blue that the white, I mean, I'm at the age where I need to use my phone's flashlight to read the menu at a restaurant. So, like, you got to get some, like, you know, it's got to be, give me some contrast. Yeah. I can barely see the T. It's just one blue blob.
Hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, what are people saying? We did a little survey on it.
Yeah, I have on there, love it, simple is better, or should have spent that time building a good team.
Mm-hmm.
We have one vote right now for building a good team. To be fair, I posted it like 5 minutes ago. Yeah. So go vote. What do you think?
So far, we have a meh logo to go with our meh team.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the celebrity couple Zendaya and Tom Holland got married, and it got leaked by her stylist.
Oh, really? So they're already married?
Yeah, they're already married. Yeah, the stylist was on the red carpet last night at the Actor Awards, and he spilled the beans that, yeah, they're married. You missed it.
Oh, that's cool.
Two beautiful people off the market.
Adorable.
We like them.
Yeah, they're cute.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3. Gina is back.
Hello.
Welcome back from maternity leave.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Well, sure.
Are you kidding? We're like, when can she come back? Forget the baby's needs. Yeah. What about our needs?
That's right. You got a couple big babies you got to worry about right now.
So this is usually where we check in on how your weekend was, but like any weekend and just how in general, how are things?
Yeah, the past 10 weeks. They've been good. I think she's an easy baby, but I know that that's just like me being her mom.
Right.
But everybody else has said she's a pretty easy baby as well. She doesn't cry often. She sleeps through the night. She gives us like 6 hours.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
I will take it. I can survive off of 6 hours.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's been pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Woody, what was your weekend like?
Well, of course, Friday night, my girlfriend and I, excuse me. We caught up with The Traitors. That's the show that she's into, and she got me into it.
It was
too,
the finale, right?
It was the finale. It was very exciting.
Yeah,
we can't wait for the next season. And then Saturday night, you and I were at the Hilton downtown for the Unleashed with the Nashville Humane Association,
which
was a really fun fundraiser. Yeah,
That was probably the most interesting part of the weekend for me because we're, you know, bringing dogs down the runway at this fashion show.
Yeah, we had celebrity walkers.
And I was waiting on the side of the stage for Woody to bring me out on stage with my dog, Joan, that was going to be, you know, she's one of the NHA shelter pets.
Yeah, one of the rescue dogs.
And as we're waiting and, you know, getting ready for our cue, all of a sudden, I smell something.
Oh, no.
Mm.
And Joan the dog, she let so much loose.
She was a small dog, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like almost the size of her own body.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much.
She'd been waiting. She'd been saving it.
Yeah. And I get it. There's bright lights.
Oh,
stage,
yeah.
There's music. There's a crowd.
A nervous poop.
Yeah. But some of it landed on my shoe.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So we had like all these National Humane volunteers were like scurrying around and we've got Clorox wipes in our hands and we're trying to pick up the poop and then trying to wipe off my shoe.
But yeah, it was a successful night and raised a lot of money for the Humane Association.
That's awesome.
So that was pretty cool.
It was so much fun. Cool.
So with maternity leave, you kind of like start asking your questions like, how much money am I going to pay for like the tooth fairy when the tooth fairy comes, you know? My kid.
You probably had like a certain rate you got as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I got like either 50 cents or a dollar.
Okay.
I think I was lucky to get a dollar.
That makes sense.
What did you guys pay your
kids? When I was a kid, I got a quarter.
Okay.
And then I think as my kids, I think a dollar was usually pretty much the going rate.
I think it has stayed at a buck for many, many years.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's at now.
Yes.
With the prices of everything going up lately.
Yeah.
Is the Tooth Fairy paying more?
Does the Tooth Fairy have Venmo?
Yeah. So I actually saw this on Facebook today. Nick Barris had posted. And with inflation now.
Yes.
So it peaked in 2023. Can you guys guess how much people were paying per tooth?
Oh, gosh.
$5?
624 per tooth.
How specific?
I know. So there's some parents out there giving like $10 or $20 must be, you know, yeah, for that to average out to 624. Yeah,
your fancy Green Hills people are doing that.
Yeah. Right. So that was the peak. But in 2026, I guess it's $584 per tooth now.
So the price has gone down.
It has gone down since 2023.
Quick, children, lose your teeth now before the price goes down farther.
But man, $5 per tooth, that's crazy
to
me.
That's a lot, yeah.
That's some good money.
Yeah.
You know what? Just to take the average down, I might be giving my kids like 25 cents because that's just the average for $5. That's crazy to me.
You're gonna make up for it.
Yeah. Yes. Like they don't need $5. What do they need $5 for? Well, how old are they when they're losing teeth? 5 or 6?
Right. What do they need to buy?
Yeah. A quarter's fine.
Until they talk to their friends, they're not knowing what everybody else is getting.
Yeah, why'd their tooth fairy give me $5, but I only got 25 cents? Well, they live in Brentwood. I don't know what to tell you.
The Woody and Jim Show is brought to you by Green Ventures Landscaping. Property managers, if you manage it, they maintain it. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way, tree damage, maybe have them pruned back and ready for spring. You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Anne in White's Creek. For the guys, we have Jody in Spring Hill. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's warm up our brains with a Get Acquainted question.
Anne, tell us a local place that you think is a treasure.
So I love McKay's Bookstore. I go load up on books for a nickel and a quarter. It's awesome.
Ooh.
Yes, I
very
do.
Cool.
I can spend an entire day there.
Nice.
What about you, Jody? Tell us a place that you think is a treasure.
The place in Spring Hill called the Awaken House. It's an old house. They turned into a bakery. Got the best donuts, cinnamon rolls, and breakfast. So.
Oh,
my mouth is watering.
Yeah, I'm
there
going
go.
There.
All right.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. Get in the contest and you're a little stuck. We can give your question to your opponent.
Here we go. Multiple choices. How we start. Anne, are the official NFL football jerseys, the official NFL football jerseys, are they made by Adidas, Nike, or Reebok?
Huh. How about Adidas?
Adidas? No. No, they're made by Nike.
Nike. I thought it was Reebok for a second.
It was for a while.
They changed all the time.
They changed like every few years.
Yeah. All right, Jody, is Halo Top a brand of scented candles, ice cream, or olive oil?
Ice cream.
It is.
Okay. All right, get back into it with this one, Ann. The Will Ferrell movie Anchorman takes place in what American city?
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, no.
No.
The other coast, San Diego.
San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen that. I don't know why I didn't know.
Jody has a chance here. If he gets this right, he would be the winner.
All right, Jody, what actress was the star of the Princess Diaries movies?
Renee Zellweger?
No. Oh. Anne Hathaway.
Hathaway. Okay.
All right. And you've got a glimmer of hope here.
Yeah, you can still tie it up. And DeWalt and Makita are companies that sell what?
Tools.
There you go.
You
tied it up. But Jody, you can still win her with the correct answer here.
All right, Jody, which Kardashian sister owns the Skims shapewear company?
Chloe? I don't
know.
No, it's in the name. No. Skims. Kim Kardashian.
Skims. Skims Kardashian.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't even realize that. Okay.
All right.
Let's settle this with Name That Tune tiebreaker. You got up to 5 lines of a song. How many will you need to identify the song? Anne.
I'm going to say 3.
3. All right. You want to do it in less than 3, Jody?
I'll do it in 2.
Okay. Ooh. Back to you, Anne.
I'm going to tie for 1.
1. Whoa. All right.
This is
good luck.
Exciting.
He said good luck.
All right, Anne. Here you go. Here's your one line. Top coat, top hat. Song is?
It's in there, but it's not coming out.
Oh,
she
no.
Can't think of it. Sharp-dressed man.
Oh.
Is that ZZ Top? Or is that
yes.
Yes.
It was ZZ
Top.
Oh, Jody, you won out after all.
Boy, freaked that one out.
Yeah. That was to the wire. You've got tickets for the Beatles versus Stones tribute show at TPAC.
Gonna be a lot of fun.
From tomorrow night as they battle it out for supremacy of awesome music. Mm-hmm. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3. And one of the dog walkers was a drag queen named Trinity.
Uh-huh.
Who looks a lot like Winona.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's funny because years ago, it was on my birthday. We were on another radio station. And Trinity came in as Winona and sang happy birthday to me. It was a surprise.
Ooh.
And she was saying, do you remember that? And I said, there's no way I could ever forget it.
It's kind of a fever dream in your memories, but yeah, you remember.
Yeah, I do remember.
She told me something fascinating, though. Uh-huh. As we were sitting around, like, backstage waiting to, you know, start the show.
Yeah.
So she looks like Winona.
Yes.
And she gets hired for events and things like that. She was also hired by Winona herself.
Really?
To impersonate Winona going into a courthouse. She said Winona, she's had a lot of issues with, you know, alcohol and other addictions.
Yeah.
And she had like a DUI or something, some kind of alcohol related offense. And Winona herself went in the back door of the courthouse, but in the front of the courthouse where there was cameras and stuff set up, she hired the lookalike to go in as her.
No way.
Yes, that's what she told me.
That's brilliant.
That is pretty cool.
It's kind of amazing.
That is pretty cool. There's like a story last week that was going around about how Dolly Parton entered a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and lost.
Oh, my gosh.
to a drag queen that was dressed up like Dolly.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I love that kind of stuff. I'm feeling good, like I should.
Winning Dorpo walk around the neighborhood. So there was a multi-vehicle accident in Washington State, and some firefighters responded to it, made sure everybody was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, nobody was injured. But one of the cars that was involved was an Instacart delivery driver.
Oh, for groceries,
groceries. And so they were like, oh my gosh, you know, these people don't have their groceries. So they delivered the groceries themselves to the person who needed it. So firefighters going above and beyond, man.
Right? They help people on the scene and the people who didn't want to leave their house for groceries.
Yeah, pretty
cool.
Like
that's very cool.
You want to see the article and you want to see these heroic firefighters holding groceries.
Yay.
Just go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page. You can go to totallyhitsnashville.com as well.
All right, our tradition we do on Monday, it is the Woody and Jim Joke Off. We tell painful jokes back and forth until somebody laughs.
Woody and I cannot laugh.
Yes.
Gina, who's back from maternity leave.
Woo. She is the referee, and she can laugh if she needs it necessary. All right.
She probably won't.
Okay. Ready? Let's go.
Woody, a lot of people told Beethoven that he couldn't be a musician because he was deaf.
Mm.
But did he listen?
Jim, Albert Einstein was a genius. Sadly, his brother Frank was a monster.
I know a surgeon who puts organs back in upside down.
Really?
I said, that's not funny. He said, it's an inside joke.
Oh.
Jim, over the weekend, I taught a wolf how to meditate.
Really?
Now he's a werewolf. God.
My wife and I share the same sense of humor.
Mm.
We have to, because she doesn't have one.
Ooh.
Ouch. Ouch. Jim, what did the one French guy say to the other guy?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't speak French.
Cottage cheese isn't really cheese at all. It just occurred to me.
Curd, small curd.
I hate cottage cheese.
Yesterday, I saw a dwarf climbing down a prison wall, and I thought to myself, that's a little condescending.
Woody, I failed my driver's test.
Mm.
The instructor said, what do you do at a red light? I said, check my Instagram reels and emails.
Jim, researchers have discovered the most common cause of dry skin.
Yeah.
Towels.
All right. That got me.
It's the stupid one you don't see coming.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Metro Police are warning people, if you're stopping for gas, make sure you're aware of your surroundings and make sure you even lock your car, even if you're distracted pumping gas. I guess along Murfreesboro Pike and also Bell Road, there's been some incidents of people being distracted while they're pumping gas and somebody opening up the car from the other side and crawling inside stealing stuff.
It's scary.
So, you know, be aware of that.
Right?
It's crazy.
So three American fighter jets were shot down in Kuwait. The crew, all fine. They all were able to eject. But it's who shot them down. They were shot down by Kuwaiti air defenses, which they're on the same side. It was friendly fire.
Oh, no.
So apparently just not coordinating and, you know, they were mistakenly shot down, but thank God everybody's okay.
Yeah.
It's pandemonium over there.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's crazy.
That is really crazy. Well, it's tax season and I don't like doing my taxes.
I love it.
Who doesn't love it?
We're combining our taxes. We have a kid now. Like, everything's confusing.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool because the AARP Foundation Tax Aid Program, they have a free IRS certified tax preparation service for free, and you don't need a membership. So they're all around Nashville. You can go to our Facebook page. I have it posted, the article, with all of the different like locations and stuff that are helping. So if you need tax help, you can go stop by one of those.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty cool.
Good
three,
to have.
Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. 93.3, 95.1, Murfreesboro.
Caveman trivia.
Yes.
Subject, movies.
All right.
You can only describe the movie you're thinking of with one syllable words.
Like a caveman.
All right. I'll give you an easy one.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Boy does spells. He go.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yay!
Bad guy makes scar.
Ooh, that's good.
All right. Let's see. Gina, why don't you do your, let's try to guess your movie.
All right.
Skate. Ice. Men. Win. Gold.
Miracle.
Yes.
Miracle on Ice.
Yay. Way better than my first one.
Okay, there you go.
Very nice. Okay.
Okay.
Do it like a caveman would say it.
All right.
Give us your best caveman impression while you do it.
Bad. Space. Man. Luke.
Star Wars.
Go boom. Yes. Go boom.
It's not so much like the contest part about it, but it's just, you just sound like an idiot.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's so hard. It's way harder than you think.
Right. Because you're out. If you use word like,
you can't say more than one syllable and you have to.
I couldn't use the word magic.
Yeah.
Boom. You're gone.
Yeah.
You lose. So, yeah, play with your friends.
What are we doing today, you guys? Gina, you probably have to hurry home and check on your baby since you've been apart from her for like 4 hours.
I know. I pumped. I have to go home and I have to feed her too. Maybe TMI, but.
She just chained the baby to the radiator. Yeah, things went well.
Yeah. She's in the car. She's fine.
I don't know. A friend of mine, Preds are playing a game at 1 o'clock. This afternoon.
Are they really?
Which is really weird, but I guess because they're showing it like somewhere in Europe, in like Sweden or something.
Oh, huh. Cool.
And it's like prime time over there, so they're having a Preds game at 1 in the afternoon on a weekday, a work day.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I had a friend who offered me a ticket to go. So if I don't fall asleep after the show, I think I'm going to go to a Preds game.
Nap time, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
I have a very exciting day. I have to go to the grocery store because I realize I have nothing to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's food there. So.
There's food, but there's...
Good.
We have food at home. No, but it's not what I want.
Right?
Don't go hungry.